Here I will show you how you can create a custom OpenBeacon driver. Custom OpenBeacon driver can implement almost any logic you want and runs directly on OBK device. You don't need to set up toolchain for that. Builds can be done online. Writing a custom OBK driver does not require much programming knowledge. It can be done with the really basic skill set. Writing OBK driver directly is also much more flexible than scripting and gives you a better control over device. Furthermore, I can always help with that, so let's check out how it can be done. This short guide was created for users asking how to add custom features to OpenBeacon. I hope it will give you a basic overview of the procedure. 1. Preparing workflow. Okay, so first go to our repository on GitHub, make a fork and open a pull request like you would usually do. It's easiest to do it with GitHub GUI. If you are not sure how, check the Git documentation and tutorials. This will allow you to get online builds and PRs. Once your PR is accepted, you will be able to get binaries for all platforms as described in OpenBeacon Online Building System, Compiling Firmware for All Platforms, BK7231, BL602, W800, etc. 2. Preprocessor defined for a driver. All drivers should have a define in OBK config. This allows us to turn them on and off for each platform. Let's create a define for our driver. Let's say that I will be developing it on Windows Simulator for now. So in the #fd Windows section, let's add our own new define. Our diff so far. 3. Main drivers table entry. Now let's modify drvmain.c. We need to add an entry to drivers array. Whole entry should be in preprocessor block. We also need to fill the documentation entries. A driver has name, init function, every second update function, quick tick update function, HTTP index display function, and some other less often used functions, like shutdown function or channel change callback. So next we can create those functions in separate new file and add their declarations to drvlocal.h. 4. New driver file. So let's create a drv sample ntp switch.c stub. We can also add some display to know whether our driver really works. Let's build and flash firmware for our chosen platform and try starting the driver. You should get OK reply. You should also get text on main panel. 5. What can be done in drivers? Basically, everything can be done in drivers, but some more specific operations may require code injection outside your driver file. Still, for the start, let's do something simple, like the user request we had recently. So we will do checking every second. Simple string comparison is not time-consuming, so it's acceptable. This will set the NTP server IP depending on your current IP. Don't worry about multiple calls to CFG set NTP server. The flash config will be saved only if there is a change in the settings. The similar behavior was requested by user here. 6. How to debug drivers on Windows. OpenBeacon can run on Windows, along with Device Simulator. So if you run our MSVC projects, you can put breakpoints in drivers. This way you can see variable values, see current call stack, pause or resume execution, also manually step in out the calls. This can substantially reduce your testing and development time. 7. How to make drivers scriptable. The best way is to use console commands. Console commands can be invoked via autoexec.bat, HTTP interface, or even by MQTT. Creating a new command is very simple. This way you can get a console script command with a full arguments testing. Of course, channel value can be also used as an argument. 8. How to access channels and measurements. Any driver can have full access to OBK API, so you can easily read and write channels, read measurements, etc. The following code will log the channel 1 value and voltage from BL0942 /BL0937, etc. sensor. This way you can also, for example, measure how long voltage is above given value. If you want, you can change the hard-coded 230 value to something set via console command. Just look at the console command sample and save the value to the S.